good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Adobe Nduka. I'm the community impact pastor here at Mill City. And if you're here for the first time, we're glad you're here. Welcome. We are in a sermon series titled Relating to an Unchanging God in an Ever-Changing World. And we are focusing on the book of Psalms. My assignment today will be coming from Psalm 22, and my topic will be lament. When Pastor Steph and Ash brought this up to me, you know, in my ignorance, I say, yeah, sure. So here we go, y'all. I did not know what I was saying yes to as I'm prepping for this. All right, so for Psalm 22 is a lament psalm, and according to upperroom.org, lament is a prayer for help that comes from a place of pain or distress. Lament gives voice to our intimate feelings, our deepest longings. Through expressing our laments, we give voice to the exiled parts of our deepest self. What I love about the book of Psalms is that it gives us permission to bring all our big, challenging, difficult questions and feelings to God. Before we begin, let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us the permission to bring our whole selves to you, the good, the bad, and the ugly. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so I want you all to look at this feelings wheel. Is anybody familiar with this? Yeah, okay. Well, I did not get familiar till 2 years ago. And in my earlier walk with God, I did not bring the sad, the fear, and anger in my relationship with God. I was more into the happy, surprise, powerful part, you know. I asked God for that. I can praise him in that. I can bring that in prayer. No problem. When it comes to this sad, fear, anger thing, listen. Okay, first of all, if you don't know, I'm an Enneagram 7. We don't do sad. I don't do sad. And the way I avoid that is as soon as I start feeling sad, I would literally would compare my situation with anyone living in Nigeria. I would just make up something like, okay, like you're in America, there's people living worse than you, you'd be fine. So that's how I bypass that. When it comes to fear, now I'm a blood-bought, filled with the Holy Ghost, believer in Jesus Christ. So whenever I feel fear, guess what is happening? I'm applying spiritual authority here. It's time to pray the devil's out. I am fasting, praying, pleading the blood. I got my anointing oil. I actually have a bunch of anointing oil in my house right now. I do. I just bring it in. Now, there are times when that is necessary, without a shadow of doubt. My thing, though, is, do I have to do that every single time I feel fear? I don't know. I have to ponder these things, you know? And then anger. Now, anger, that one I totally suppress. Because as far as I'm concerned, anger is a sin. Because I've seen how anger is displayed around me, and I did not like what I saw. So I just assume, okay, it got to be the anger thing. Anger got to be a sin. So I just suppressed that. Was that helpful? No. But that's what I did anyway. So the question for you is, as you look at this feelings wheel, what emotions do you bring to God more easily? That, I mean, is no problem for you. What feelings do you find challenging to bring to God or that you have withheld from him? I want us to think about this question as we look into Psalm 22. Now, this psalm shows us how to come to God with all the emotions, but specifically the sad, the fear, and the anger. You can grab a Bible in the pew, or you can open up the Bible app on your phone if you have it, and turn to Psalm 22. It will also be on the screen. For those that join us for the first time as a church community, we are reading the book of Psalms. We do have a reading plan, so if you want to join us, You can go to millcitychurch.com/hub, click on the Sound Resource Blog tab, and you will see it in there. Or if you want a hard copy, you can come to the connection table and we can give you a hard copy. And in reading the Psalms, we have three questions that we are asking. One is, what does this psalm say about God? Two, what does this psalm say about the human experience? And three, is there a specific prayer this psalm is encouraging us to pray? What I've noticed as I've been reading the Psalms, some of them feel like I'm reading the lyrics of a song, you know? And then there's some that feel like I'm reading a personal prayer journal. And Psalm 22, for me, I feel like I'm reading David's personal prayer journal. Now, I'm not sure if David was cool or get the thumbs up for his journal to be published for everybody in the world and translated in different languages. I'm not sure. However, here we are. That's what we're going to do. So let's turn with me. And also, disclaimer, this psalm is long, so I will read certain sections of this psalm to address the questions that we are going to talk about. So the first question, however, we're going to address is, what does this psalm say about the human experience? And we're starting with that question because of the flow of the psalm. All right, so we're going to read first two verses. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, so far from my cries of anguish? My God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. By night, but I find no rest. Now, looking at this feelings wheel, what feelings would you say David is expressing in these verses? Sad, despair, insecure. Yeah. I would say rejected, discouraged, perhaps frustrated with God. Yeah. All right, let's keep reading. Verses 3-5. Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the one Israel praises. In you, our ancestors put their trust. They trusted and you delivered them. To you they cried out and were saved. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. All right, let's look at this feeling wins again. What feelings would you say that David is expressing in these verses? I heard something. Confused, okay. Yeah. Optimistic, yes. I'll think secure and confident in what God, in who God is, and what God has done, aware of what God has done for his ancestors in the past. Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's read verses 14 and 15. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart has turned to wax. It has melted within me. My mouth is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. You lay me in the dust of death. Let's ring out that feelings wheel again. Yes, sir. Okay. Any others?
Afraid.
I heard something. Distance, yes. Yes. Yeah, for me, I for sure would say afraid. He is letting God know how he feels. And honestly, he goes as far as this. Believe that he also goes as far in letting God know he believes he's the reason why he's still in this despair. Guilty. Oh, okay. I wish I had time to dig on that, but I think that's interesting. Okay. But the thing that this psalm does for us as we read it is that it is comforting to see David process a lot of his emotions and feelings to God. God created us with emotions and feelings, and we need them to relate to him. This psalm reminds us that being human means we will experience all of these emotions, and we can bring all of them to God. What would it look like to bring your uncomfortable feelings and emotions to God in prayer? Jesus is with us when we experience and express our uncomfortable feelings. He is not a fair weather savior and leader. Nah, he's not. He's solid like a rock. He understands and is willing to sit and guide us in and through all of our emotions. For me, I used to journal a lot. My regular routine was to read a chapter from my Bible, write what stood out to me, pray, and then go about my day. On October 16th, 2017, I sat down to do what I always and usually do. But this time, God interrupted me and asked, "Tell me how you're feeling." Well, of course, I ignored it. I picked up my Bible. I was like, I ain't got time for this. I picked up my Bible to read and do what I usually do. And then, I found out that I cannot read the Bible without the Holy Ghost. Yeah? Go figure. He had to speak to me. So I sat back down, and he repeated himself again. "Tell me how you're feeling." So, okay. I began to write. Now, like Psalm 22, this journal entry is long, y'all. So I'm going to select few sections from it that I feel peace to share. And this is what I wrote. "Heavenly Father, I am trying to put on a brave face, but to be honest, I am breaking down from the inside. Right now, I am preparing to sleep in my car for a long while. When it gets cold, I will sneak into one of the Bethel buildings to find a place to sleep. Heavenly Father, my provider, please, I need finances to get food, gas for the car, and oil change. You have led me into another wilderness, and so I'm asking for provision for this wilderness. I didn't know I would be in another wilderness. On Sunday, I didn't have the passion to teach confirmation class or participate in worship service. You did something amazing, though. You gave me the passion and the joy by the time I got to church. The confirmation class was so good. It was a blessing because of the conversations and insights of these students. In worship service, I had your joy and was genuinely happy to be with your people and participate in service. Heavenly Father, I need money to go get food for my children. Lord, help me and my babies. In Jesus' name, amen." Now, to give context, I was coming up on my 1-year anniversary of my divorce. My third child just turned 12 the day before. I worked part-time in a church in Shakopee. I was a student, a seminary student in Bethel, and I was facing homelessness. And God asked me, "How are you feeling?" Because, I would just bypass and just read scripture and just keep going. And for the first time, I realized that God cared more about me than what I can do for him. I was in a relationship with a God who did not want to use me for his glory, but wanted to partner with me to do this life for his glory. Next question. What does this psalm say about God? Well, when we read verses 3 through 5, 19 through 21, and 24, we see that David believed God to be on the throne, holy, trustworthy, a savior, strong, compassionate, and a listener. If you haven't already, when you get the chance, read all of Psalm 22. David brought all of himself to God. He did not hide his uncomfortable feelings from God. Instead, he brought them and declared who he believed God is. He knew the character of God and chose to have faith in who God has proven himself to be to him. Do you know who else can relate? Jesus. He had some serious, uncomfortable feelings about his purpose on earth. He lived a powerful ministry knowing that his final calling would be to take the brokenness of the world upon himself on the cross. Jesus even prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, according to Mark 14, verse 36. Abba, Father, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will. Hebrews 5, verse 7 says, during the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with fervent cries and tears to the one who could save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverent submission. Jesus came to the Father with all his uncomfortable feelings and surrendered his will. If this was challenging for Jesus, then this is an encouragement to those of us who struggle to bring all of our emotions to God and to surrender to him. Because God became human in the person of Jesus, he understands our lament. He is present with us through the Holy Spirit. When we bring our feelings and emotions to him, he, through the Holy Spirit, can guide us to process them in healthy ways and can empower us to bring those emotions to people we can trust. In my journal entry the following day, I wrote that the leaders of the church I was serving found out that I was facing homelessness. And God, through them, was able to provide a temporary place for me to stay till I was able to find a one-bedroom apartment in Hawkins. It was pretty dope. Even though I was very vulnerable, almost felt ashamed, but I was put in a position where I had to open up to the community that he has trusted for me to open up to. In reading this psalm, I am convinced lament is spiritually healthy. Jesus is with us when we experience and express uncomfortable emotions. He is not a fair-weather savior and leader. God understands, and the Spirit is willing to guide us in and through all of our emotions if we are willing to bring them to him. Now for the final question. Before we get into it, are you guys doing okay? We good? Okay, because I know this could be a lot for a Sunday sermon, but I want to make sure you're good. Okay. So for the final question, is there a specific prayer this psalm is encouraging me or us to pray? So today we are going to practice writing a lament psalm together. We are. And so for those that probably were not here when we have the instructions, there are five elements that we are going to use to write a lament psalm. So the first, it will be address, complaint, petition, affirmation, and resolution. Address is your cry to God. Complaint is describing the problem you or someone you know or the world that we're in may have. Petition, request for help. Affirmation, make a statement of trust in God. And then resolution, a vow of praise to God. So, for each element, there are going to be different options. Those options come from different Psalms of Lament. So I would like for you to pick which speaks to you. So for those of you, again, go to menti.com on your phones, pull out your phones. Enter the code on top there, 7643-8057. And then you see the question. So I would start with address. This is your cry to God. Choose which applies. A, my God, my God. B, Lord, my God. C, Lord, our God. D, I love you, Lord, my strength. Now for complaint. Here is where you describe the problem, situation, circumstance you or someone you know or the state of the world is having. A, my soul is in deep anguish. How long, Lord, how long? B, my guilt has overwhelmed me like a burden too heavy to bear. C, I am worn out from my groaning. All night long, I floored my bed with weeping and drenched my couch with tears. D, why, Lord, do you stand far off? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? E, restore us, O God. Make your face shine on us that we may be saved. Now for petition, here is where we request for help. Select any of those that apply to you. A, hear my prayer, Lord. Listen to my cry for help. Do not be deaf to my weeping. B, show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. C, Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger or discipline me in your wrath. D, restore us again, God, our Savior, and put away your displeasure towards us. E, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Okay. Now for affirmation. This is where we make a statement of trust in God. Select any of those that applies to you. A, I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. B, show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. C, Lord, I wait for you. You will answer, Lord my God. D, as for me, I will always have hope. I will praise you more and more. E, Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Steadfast love and faithfulness go before you. Okay. Resolution. Here we write a vow of praise to God. Select one that applies. A, I will sing of your strength. In the morning, I will sing of your love, for you are my fortress, my refuge in times of trouble. B, all the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations will bow down before him. For dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. See, I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me. D, the Lord lives. Praise be to my rock. Exalted be God, my Savior. E, satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Thank you for participating. Appreciate that. We have some printed copies of the Feelings Wheel, so if you're interested, you can grab one. If you like a digital copy, you can go to the Hub, click on our Psalms Resource blog tab, and get it from there. Now, going by which option was selected the most, I'm going to read the Lemma Psalm that we just did today. Starts like this. My God, I love you, Lord, my strength. Restore us, O God, make your face shine on us that we may be saved. Show me your ways, Lord, teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Lord, I will wait for you. You will answer, Lord, my God. I will sing of your strength in the morning. I will sing of your love, for you are my fortress, my refuge in times of trouble. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us the courage to bring all of our emotions and feelings to you. Thank you for giving us all of you in your begotten Son, Jesus. Thank you for giving us a community to be vulnerable with, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. God bless you.